KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for occasional showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. A reminder, a flash flood watch remains in effect for the entire state of Iowa, or most of the state of Iowa, and the entire KJAN listening area through this evening, and there is a flood warning for the East Nishnabotna River at Red Oak through Saturday afternoon. Radar shows some light showers creeping into the southwest corner of the state from Nebraska. In the news this morning, Southwest 8 Senior Services has announced that the state of Iowa is continuing the Farmers Market Voucher Program for senior citizens. With the program, seniors meeting income requirements can obtain vouchers that they can use at participating area farmers markets to buy $30 worth of fresh, locally grown produce. If you have questions about eligibility, you can contact your local senior center. Applications for the vouchers will be available at your local senior center beginning May 31st. Your completed application guarantees you a booklet, but there is a limited number, so contact your local senior center if you're interested in the program. Once you've completed the application, you can return to your local senior center on June the 6th or thereafter to pick up your vouchers. Council Bluffs residents can pick up an application for the vouchers beginning May 31st at the center located at 714 South Main Street. And seniors ages 16 and older in all other communities in Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties will receive their vouchers through their local senior center. You must be at least 60 years of age or older. Your annual income must be less than $21,256 if you're single or $28,693 if you're married. And only one original application will be allowed per individuals. No photocopies or duplicate applications are allowed. News time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
A woman who was sentenced Tuesday in Cass County District Court to a total of 20 years in prison on drug conspiracy and criminal mischief charges was arrested by authorities in Audubon County on Wednesday on drug and child endangerment charges. 46-year-old Katrina Sue Bates of Walnut was taken into custody at around 1:30 p.m. Wednesday on charges that include possession of methamphetamine, third offense, possession of a contraband in a correctional facility, and child endangerment. The charges were filed in September of 2010 following an investigation into a traffic stop on March the 12th of that year in Audubon County. Bates is currently being held in the Audubon County Jail awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Police say one of three people shot on a pedestrian bridge that connects Omaha with Council Bluffs has died. Omaha police said yesterday 26-year-old Shamari Richards died Wednesday morning from injuries sustained on the Bob Carey pedestrian bridge. The other victims, 29-year-old Kevin Jenkins and 19-year-old Jeremy Fergeron, have non-life-threatening injuries. The shootings were reported a little after 1:15 a.m. Wednesday. The bridge closes at 11 p.m. Police say there had been a disturbance at the bridge before the shots rang out. Witnesses told officers they heard gunshots and then saw a crowd of people scatter. Police didn't report any arrests. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County are warning area residents about a scam involving Walmart. Sheriff's Department spokesman Lieutenant Pat McGinn said they've received a couple of reports that residents have received calls indicating they want a cash prize, but in order to claim it, they need to go to Walmart and buy a reloadable Green Dot debit card or debit card pack, which in themselves are legitimate, but the winner is told to call back when they have purchased the money pack so arrangements can be made to have someone collect it. The attempt to purchase the Green Dot money packs in order to receive a cash prize is a scam. Authorities in Montgomery County investigated a rollover accident that occurred Wednesday morning about 2.5 miles east of Red Oak. Officials say a 1993 Mercury Topaz driven by Samantha McEwen of Villisca was traveling west on 200th Street at around 7:10 a.m. McEwen told authorities that as her car topped a small hill, it was met by a white vehicle traveling in the opposite direction in her lane of travel. McEwen was unable to provide any other details about the oncoming vehicle. She swerved to avoid a collision and in the process lost control of her car, which slid about 219 feet sideways before hitting a culvert. The car then rolled three times before hitting a power pole and coming to rest. The vehicle was a total loss. Damage to the power pole was estimated at $500. A fence owned by John Henningsen also sustained damage. No injuries were reported and no citations were issued. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Wednesday of Jacob Jones from Corning. Jones was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to appear. He was being held in the Adams County Jail on $5,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County reported the arrest on Wednesday afternoon of a Red Oak woman on an assault charge. 18-year-old Anna Jennifer Michael Schooling of rural Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:10 p.m. for assault causing bodily injury in connection with an incident that took place May 26th in rural Stanton. Schooling was being held on $1,000 bond. And Wednesday morning, 22-year-old Brandon Michael Johnson of Red Oak was arrested on a warrant charging him with contempt of court. Johnson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports numerous individuals were arrested between last Friday and Wednesday of this week on a variety of charges. 19-year-old Ozzie Ray Hunter of Oakland was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a warrant for a probation violation. His bond was set at $10,000. On Tuesday, 43-year-old Tammy Mae Endress of Pacific Junction was arrested on a charge of criminal mischief. 28-year-old Brett Allen Coyle of Glenwood was arrested Monday in Mills County on a charge of domestic abuse assault. Coyle was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. That same day, 40-year-old James Sean Allen of Council Bluffs was arrested on charges that include possession with the intent to deliver, possession of a controlled substance, and for being a felon in possession of a firearm. His bond was set at $16,000. 43-year-old Joshua Robert Saunders of Gray was arrested Sunday in Mills County for driving while revoked. His bond was $2,000. On Saturday of last weekend, the 21-year-old Rena Marie Eric of Glenwood was arrested on a Harrison County warrant for violation of her probation, and her bond was set at $2,000. Also last Saturday, 31-year-old Justin Raymond Wright of Glenwood was arrested on a domestic abuse charge. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And on Friday, 43-year-old Jerry Dean Clark of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County on a charge of OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, and for driving under suspension. His bond was set at $2,300. No injuries were reported. Following two separate accidents Tuesday in Mills County, authorities say at around 5 p.m., a vehicle driven by Jared Cook of Glenwood went out of control as Cook was turning west onto Lucas Road from Kidd Road. The vehicle was traveling on the gravel road at a high rate of speed when it entered the west ditch and rolled over before coming to rest in a field. Earlier that same day, a vehicle driven by David Evans of Glenwood crashed near the intersection of Shelby Lane and 230th Street in Mills County. When Evans failed to yield at the intersection, his vehicle was coming down a hill and ended up in a yard against a tree after striking some landscape block. And two men were arrested Tuesday evening in Adams County. Sheriff's officials say 28-year-old Colby Lee Baker of Corning turned himself into the sheriff's office at around 5:30 p.m. Tuesday. Baker, who was wanted on a warrant charging him with harassment, posted a $300 bond. And 20-year-old Kevin Davis of Creston was arrested Tuesday in Union County on an Adams County warrant charging him with identity theft. Davis was being held in the Adams County Jail on $2,000 bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Syria's main Western-backed opposition group says it will not participate in U.S.-Russian-sponsored peace talks while the regime is carrying out massacres in Syria. Syrian President Bashar Assad said that Syria has received the first shipment of Russian long-range missiles that are part of a more sophisticated air defense system. The U.S. economy grew at a modest 2.4% annual rate from January through March. The Commerce Department says economic growth in the first quarter was only marginally below the 2.5% rate originally estimated. That's still much faster than the 0.4% growth rate during the October through December quarter. Consumer spending was stronger than first thought, but businesses restocked more slowly, and state and local government spending cuts, were deeper. And a coroner in New York says the seven people killed in a minivan that was hit by a tractor-trailer were four young children and three adults. The seven were killed yesterday on Route 13 in upstate New York when the trailer broke away from its truck and slammed into the minivan. One person in the minivan survived. Authorities say the trailer was loaded with crushed cars. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Roger Newell, age 68, a longtime Atlantic resident, died last Thursday at Creighton Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Roger Newell will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Don McCunn, age 80, of Messina, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Don McCunn will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Izetta Bopp, age 100, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Izetta Bopp will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Irma Chalfant, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Irma Chalfant will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Everett Red Faust, age 87, of Atlantic, a longtime former sales manager and owner of KJAN Radio, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Red Faust will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. William Henry Blackmer, Sr., age 87, formerly of Casey, died August of last year in Florida. Memorial services for William Blackmer, Sr., will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Eugene King, age 81, and Wanda King, age 78, have died. Joint memorial graveside services for Eugene and Wanda King will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Margaret Rounds, age 83, of Carson, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Rounds will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Darlene Kordick, age 97, formerly of the Anita and Bridgewater areas, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A funeral mass for Darlene Kordick will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Henry Nienhaus, age 97, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Henry Nienhaus will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gisella Irene Jarvis, age 67, of Panora, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gisella Jarvis will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at her home, which is at 1709 Wink Avenue in rural Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Robert Bailey, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Graveside services for Robert Bailey will be this Saturday at 3:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Bonnie Boyd, age 60, of New Auburn, Wisconsin, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bonnie Boyd will be Monday at 10 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Howard Benz, age 98, formerly of Earlham, died May 22nd in Canton, Ohio. Funeral services for Howard Benz will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Marjorie Killian, age 82, of Orient, died Wednesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Services for Marjorie Killian are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Ronald Crone, age 81, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Ronald Crone are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Lyle Pigg, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Lyle Pigg are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Henson reporting.